Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Searching for just the right job? Whether you're looking for full-time, part-time, or seasonal work, you can get started today. Amazon Jobs offer the whole package, with great pay and flexible shifts that allow you to choose when and how much you work. Find a warehouse close to home and discover the role that works for you. To get your application started for an hourly job, go to amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Hello everybody, it is another one of our previews here on the Blue Room. It's for Subscribers Weekly. It's been a busy few days, hasn't it, for Everton. Various reports about the takeover, various transfer rumours, and the big news on Monday that Duncan Ferguson has left his position on Frank Lampard's backroom staff as the assistant manager to go and pursue a different dream and different ambition elsewhere of becoming a manager. Of course, that did dominate a lot of the discussion this week on Subs Weekly. Was joined by Dave Downey and Toppy Webb's Lyndon Lloyd. If you want to hear that show in full, it is available over on the Blue Room Extra at patreon.com/theblueroomextra, where you're getting extra content from us every single day. If you want that little bit more, works out roughly about £1 a week. Now is a great time to sign up when we've got transfers on the horizon, games on the horizon, and of course the new Premier League season on the horizon too. That's patreon.com/theblueroomextra if you want to hear a little bit more from us. The link to join is in the description as you're listening to this podcast. Hopefully, we'll see you over there. If not, hope you enjoy this segment of our chat about Duncan Ferguson a little bit earlier on today.
I've always thought, and I've, again, you look at the arguments I've had on Twitter about this since it was confirmed that Dunk was leaving, is a slightly different, well, quite different to be fair, in that what I'm saying is, I feel as if Duncan Ferguson's role at that football club hasn't been as conventional as it probably should be in regards to who gets a coaching role at a football club. And I go as far as saying that as much as what we've seen in John Ebrill's still there, isn't he? He's just been given a new role, role in the academy. Why? Can anyone answer me why? Is he built a career on that? Or has he simply got a job because he's a former Everton player? I think that happened recently with Francis Jeffers. I think for very different reasons, he brought back Jose Baxter. That culture of things has got on my nerves quite a bit, I have to admit. And I'm saying this here because I know a lot of people have replied to this with real, not hatred, I'm not saying hatred, but real sort of an opposition to what I'm saying here. And I think Duncan, maybe not as strong as saying, oh, wow, how on earth John Ebrill got a job at Everton. But I'm saying it in terms of Duncan has been there, and I repeatedly say this, under six failed managers. When those managers have been released, sacked, whichever way it's been, they've had to take their staff with them. The one constant has been Duncan Ferguson staying. And I don't think it's unfair to ask why. Because if he's and the thing people have replied to me, they rebutted towards me has always been, well, his badges have been really good. You've seen those interviews with Calvert-Lewin, who said that he's helped him with it, how well he heads the ball and stuff like that. I don't see a real feeling of we keeping Duncan Ferguson at whatever cost just because the fans like him. That's what I think, if I'm being honest, without talking on too long about my feeling towards this. I think Duncan Ferguson's kept his position at that football club at any cost because the board, I would probably think Bill Kenwright in particular, has basically pulled rank and said he is staying no matter what because he'll keep us at length from fans who have largely hated a lot of what we've done, a lot of the poor work we've done at the football club. And I think it's pretty simple to see that. That's the way I view it anyway. Because it feels to me that the one that properly made me feel this way is when Allardyce came in with Sammy Lee. And for all intents and purposes, I thought Ferguson would be going with Koeman when everybody was released with Koeman. Ferguson stayed there. And I think it became blatantly obvious that the reason why they kept him there when Allardyce came in, who has no affiliation with him, was because a former Liverpool Liverpool legend in Sammy Lee was going to be part of Sam Allardyce as him being the short-term manager of Everton.
Well, there was that picture of the three of them, wasn't there, which came up very quickly after the appointment. It was sort of like they were using... No, I remember the picture because it was just quite comical, the different sizes of all next to each other. And it was almost like they were using Dunk, putting an arm around Sammy Lee as a way of, you know, to use like a WWE term of getting him over with the fans, if you get what I mean.
It's like the team that somebody is like, as an authority, is stamping it, saying it's okay for you, it's official, it's authentic. That Duncan Ferguson is fine to stay at the football club working with Sam Allardyce, and worstly for most fans, Sammy Lee. I just saw that as being blatantly obvious. And I think that when other managers have come in and when Duncan came in, I think the thing that brought the camels back was when Ferguson himself come in for four games after Silva left, before Ancelotti came in, did a really good job. And then that then was the platform for me to think, well, he's proven himself and what he can potentially do as a manager, as a coach, whichever it was, a caretaker manager as it was. Now would be the time, if I was him, thinking, do you know what, I have to go and prove this now somewhere else. Yet, obviously, I'd love to speak to the man. And I did. I loved Duncan Ferguson as a player. I think that's the thing people throw at me is that, why do you hate Duncan Ferguson? I don't hate Duncan Ferguson at all. Thought he was really, really good for us. I don't go as far as what a lot of others do, but I think he was. I don't think he's a legend. I think he's an icon. I think he's someone that stuck up for us when we badly, badly needed it in the mid-90s. I think that's a fair comment to make. But you don't just. Would anybody else, given Everton's record, given the team that the managers who failed have had, would? If they were not Everton fans, Evertonians, Everton icons, or in other people's mind, Everton legends, would they still be there doing their job? Absolutely not. So that's why I say this, and that's why it sounds quite cynical towards Duncan. But I just feel like he's 50 years old now. His interview was really good that he gave yesterday. And obviously he needs to go out and spread his wings and manage at a football club. But the guy's 50 years old now. He could have done this a long, long time ago.
Yeah, I mean it's going to be interesting now, isn't it, Lyndon, to see what does come next? Because as Dave said, he's 50 years old there, and I think there's vacancies at Derby, isn't there, and Blackburn further down the leagues that I'm sure his name will get mentioned in. But mm-hmm. I think if you're looking back at his time at Everton, and Dave briefly mentioned them there, I think those four games that he took charge of. Obviously, we had the win over Chelsea, the draw at Old Trafford, the loss on penalties eventually against Leicester in the cup, where Leighton Baines scores that unbelievable goal injury time in to take it to extra time that night. And then the 0-0 draw against Arsenal. But I think if you look back at that, I mean, we've had a lot of, you know, poor spells over recent years and a lot of things go wrong. But they were games which where it felt like he sort of brought everyone together. And I think certainly going forward after that, he sort of helped set some, not rock solid foundations, but he sort of gave Carlo Ancelotti a bit of an inkling into the best way to set the team up going forward.
Yeah, I think he did. But I think even by that Arsenal game, that 0-0 game where I think it was two terrible teams who looked like they wouldn't have scored if they played all day, I think there was, you could already see that that interim manager effect starting to wane. And it was at that point where he needed to start showing something more. I mean, it was a difficult situation. I think I've always regarded Duncan as a bit of a unique case. If you remember, as a player, he hardly ever spoke to the press. So he's very sort of unpolished from that point of view. He's very raw and very emotional when he was in his press conferences during his interim periods. And so I think from that perspective, I never thought that he was ready to take on the big job at Everton just because of the scrutiny and everything that goes with it. So I think it's going to be interesting, as you say, to see if he can just step out of the limelight, you know, maybe drop down in two or three divisions, take on something completely that he can own and really put his stamp on it. But going back to what Dave was saying, I think he has stuck around because he is an Everton icon. And I think Bill Kenwright probably had an enormous say in that, you know, the fact that he stayed around as long as he has, almost as Bill sees himself as this sort of Everton, the soul of Everton on the boardroom. Maybe he thought of Duncan as kind of the soul of Everton through, you know, this persistent changing of managers. And so I think that's probably why he stuck around as long as he has. And maybe it's taken him this long himself to think that he's actually able to do it now, that he's able to step out and finally, go out on his own and has the sort of the strength of character and the ability to take on all the nonsense that goes with being a manager. You know, it's not just dealing with the players. You've got to deal with press and coaches and directors and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see how he does.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose it's hard to speak about really, Dave, isn't it? Because as much as we all say about, you know, he was there for so many managers, et cetera, I think it's clear that he did have qualities, didn't he, in terms of what he did with various players. As you mentioned there, Dominic Calvert-Lewin was obviously someone who spoke very highly of him and was very quick to send the message of well wishes yesterday. You know, I think Dom's development has been really a lot down to Duncan and the way in which he's worked with him. I think Carlo Ancelotti spoke so highly of him as well and was desperate to keep him on. You know, I think that was one where Carlo did make a conscious effort, didn't he, to keep Duncan on board. He wanted him as part of his team when he came in. There's obviously some speculation about him going to Real Madrid with him as well. I'm not really sure how true that was as well. But, you know, we're talking about two figures there, one of our best players in recent years and one of the greatest managers of all time who's gone on to show that he is still that over the past few months. You know, they've come out and said very positive things about Duncan. So it sort of indicates that if he does go on and becomes a manager somewhere else, you kind of expect him to do quite well.
I disagree.
Don't think he's going to do well elsewhere.
I don't think the evidence you've given that we've seen of him and what he's done or what he hasn't done indicate that he's going to be a good manager anyway. And there are various reasons how I disagree and go in a different direction of the things you've said why that might well be the case. For instance, I can see when he stayed with Ancelotti, I just think it's so easy for a manager to come out and say, oh, I'm really glad Duncan's staying, because when he's joined Everton, he knows that he's regarded too as an Everton legend by many of the fans. It's a really, really easy win in regards to the social media and getting fans on board and stuff like that. Not that it was needed, given the fact that it was Carlo Ancelotti managing us. But if you look at the way,
I wouldn't put Ancelotti in the bracket of sort of someone who needs to play up to.
Oh, I wouldn't say that he needs to do that either. I'm just saying it's really easy. He doesn't need to do what an Allardyce did and come out and say, oh, big Dunk's staying with us. And maybe then there's a deterrence for people when they look at Everton and think, oh, Sammy Lee and all that, all the fans are going to kick off about it. But no, Duncan Ferguson's there. He's saying, do you know what? Steady on, guys. This is going to be fine. That's the type of propaganda he was there for that. I don't think there's any doubt in that. Because I don't think if Sam Allardyce rocked up and said that I don't want Duncan Ferguson as part of my backroom staff, that he's ever going to be allowed that. I don't think there's any way he's going to be allowed that. But back to the point of Ancelotti, I just think it's really, it's a nice, easy win, which obviously he didn't need anywhere near the likes of Ancelotti needed, or Lampard to an extent, needed given his lack of experience. But I just, when people start the Real Madrid thing, does make me laugh and smile, because I'm not necessarily sure that's the case. But I disagree in regards to what you said about the assumption that he's going to do well as a manager when he's got next to nothing in regards of experience. He's been a coach for the Premier League side. He's been a caretaker manager twice. The first occasion was okay. The second occasion wasn't. I don't know.
He had one game in his second spell, to be fair.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that how that equates to. He can go to Blackpool or wherever and do a really good job and be a really good manager.
When you need milk for Zoe and a cold brew for yourself, King Soopers delivery will get you just what you need in as little as 30 minutes. Open the King Soopers app and start your cart, whatever the cart. King Soopers, fresh for everyone. Delivery times not guaranteed. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
When you're a Boost member, you get free delivery, double fuel points, and lots more. Sign up at kingsoopers.com/boost.
Sports Social Podcast Network.